Every year, about the time the theater companies announce their upcoming seasons, there are always one or two that are an enigma to me. Granted, I know most of the ones being trumpeted for the next year, maybe only by reputation, but a few of them, no clue. One of those mystery plays was A Bright New Boise, which the Firehouse Theater Project chose to kick off its season. That kind of surprised me with its boldness, going with a play with little name recognition. Turns out it's a pretty good choice. The script has a few rough spots in it that, in my opinion, just make the play work just a little better, and the performances are generally very good. The story might have been ripped out of today's headlines. Will, played by Billy Christopher Maupin, leaves the cult-like church where he has been a high-ranking member after another young man in the church's care dies from exhaustion. Seems the pastor of the church was trying to help the young man get closer to God by taking him into the woods for orientation, and the young man collapsed and died. Will is lost and confused, and the only thing he knows to do is leave town and search for the son he gave up for adoption years earlier. His son, Alex, played by newcomer Nathaniel Smith, works in a Hobby Lobby in Boise, Idaho. Will takes a job there in order to meet Alex and try to establish a relationship with him. As you may well imagine, things don't go particularly well. Alex is wary of Will and only wants him to answer questions. When things start to fall apart, Alex wants to be left alone. A Bright New Boise hinges on the gravity these two have. They are in orbit around each other, but if they get too close, each may be destroyed by the pull. Both Maupin and Smith work out incredible performances, and watching them work is an intensely satisfying proposition. The other actors in the ensemble add a great deal to the production. Jill Barry Steinberg is Pauline, the manager of the store, who has wrapped up her entire profane identity in making sure her store is well run. She can be overbearing and supportive in the same scene. It would have been easy to make her a two-dimensional caricature, but Steinberg fleshes her out. Audra Honegger is Anna, a lost soul who just wants to find a way to escape the pressures of her family. Anna is quirky and occasionally likable, but still with an aura of strangeness around her. Jacob Pennington is Leroy, Alex's adopted brother who looks out for him and who has been the one person in his life to offer unconditional love. Yet he is abrasive and confrontational. It's a nice paradox. On the technical side, David McLean did double duty with sets and costumes. Pennington's t-shirt collection is a particular highlight, and the claustrophobia he creates in the Hobby Lobby back room is palpable. Robert Perry's lights are good and harsh. Joe Luck's sound design and original music are a definite highlight. Director Maury Pearsall has put together a solid production that has everything except name recognition. I think, however, if you take a chance on this production, you will find it a challenging and satisfying work. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.